At 102, the Reverend Dr. Walter Sobolev is still officiating at church services and special functions. The beloved Tlingit Presbyterian minister celebrated his landmark birthday on Sunday in Juneau. In honor of that day, KTOO's Rosemary Alexander sat down with him for a chat.
In his more than a century of life, the Reverend Dr. Walter Sobolev has seen two world wars and numerous other conflicts. He's still asking the timeless question.
Why do people war and shoot and destroy each other?
He says he's often had a vision that could end all wars.
And I wish that the fathers and mothers would rise up in the world and say, no more wars, we lose our children.
Walter Sobolev was born November 14, 1908 in Killisnoo, a Tlingit Russian community on Admiralty Island. It no longer exists. As a boy, he attended the Russian Orthodox Bishop School, which closed during the Russian Revolution. He went on to Sheldon Jackson, a mission school in Sitka. That's where he became a Presbyterian. But it was the Great Depression, and college was delayed until he received a full scholarship to the University of Dubuque in Iowa. He returned to Alaska as an ordained minister.
It is the love of God that drew me to become one of his people.
Over his 70 years of ministry, Sobolev has been the cultural and Christian standard bearer for the Tlingit people of Southeast Alaska.
Part of Walter's legacy comes not just from how long he's been alive, but the different eras that he lived through.
The Reverend Dr. David Dobler is pastor of the Presbytery of Alaska, which serves Presbyterian churches in Southeast.
Unlike anyone else of whom I'm aware, he participated in all those ways that Alaskans have been educated, from the Russian to the church schools like SJ.
Advancements in education are one of the most important changes Sobolev says he has witnessed in his 100 years. No longer do rural native children have to leave their village and go to boarding school.
Today we have new schools building and kept up, and teachers are coming in, and more high school and opportunities for going on to college and trade school and scholarships available. There is much encouragement for youth to advance.
Sobolev also notes the tremendous improvements in housing, sanitation, and medical facilities across the state. Of the technological changes he's seen, he says aviation and the telephone that now connect this vast land were critical to development.
We can have breakfast in Juneau and lunch in Anchorage, and we can come back home and have supper. Aviation has been a wonderful means of developing Alaska.
He's seen the development of the Alaska Native Brother and Sisterhoods, Alaska Statehood, the Lands Act, the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act, and Native Corporations, as well as the integration of an Alaskan society that once discriminated against his people. He was called in 1940 to be the pastor of Memorial Presbyterian Church in Juneau, a Native congregation.
And early I said to the leaders in the church, wouldn't it be a good idea if we let the world know this church is not only for the Tlingit people of Juneau? And he said, that's a good idea. And the word went out, and other non-natives started to come, and the church was just growing.
For many years, he traveled throughout Southeast Alaska as a minister at large on the Presbyterian mission boats. When he retired from the ministry, he established the first Native Studies program at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. Classes were smaller in those days, but Professor Sobolev had 50 to 60 students in his class.
The biggest classes on the campus. It's what the youth wanted. What seems to draw them is to appreciate, to learn who they are. It seems to have a stabilizing effect.
A natural teacher, he often recalls something he heard as a fifth grader. Take care of the old person you will become.
I was always mindful of it, so I kept away from that which would destroy me physically. And here I am today.
At 102, he has outlived two wives. His vision for longevity? Living one day at a time.
Living and enjoying and sharing. And I think that's how God made us, to be sharing the good that he has shared with you.
Sobolev's diamond willow cane stands by the front door, waiting for this active centenarian. He was 95 when he quit driving. He still writes letters in his own hand. Dr. Dobler first met Dr. Sobolev more than 30 years ago when he was beginning his ministry in Yakutat. Dobler knows well the power of those letters.
Over the years, he'd send me notes. They were always three or four sentences long, full of encouragement and sometimes a little pressing to be a bit more diligent in caring for people and trusting in God. And God bless you, Walter.
For Walter Sobolev, the most important thing a minister or teacher or parent can provide...
To be a good shepherd. To be a good shepherd.
In Juneau, I'm Rosemarie Alexander.